Embrace the unexpected. The only thing that is certain in life is its uncertainty. Unfortunately, many people fail to grasp this simple yet profound concept. Years ago, I read a great book by Dan Millman called The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. In it, Dan wove many principles and concepts into this thought-provoking story. One that really hit home for me at the time was the simple premise of embracing the unexpected and releasing the expected. Let's say for a moment that you have a personal attachment to a specific goal or plan. As you begin to implement your plan and move towards your goal, you discover that things are just not turning out quite like you would have hoped. They could be even falling apart at the seams. They could also be heading towards total disaster, one that you never saw coming or didn't anticipate. One of the most difficult things for people to do is to let go or surrender to outcomes they didn't want or don't like. John Lennon said it best years ago, "Life is what happens to you as you are planning your life." As time rolls on, many people, when they have looked back on their life circumstances or experiences, have found that many of the previous perceived negatives were really positive, and some of the positives really were negative. The truth is that no one can predict who will cross your path, a health challenge, unplanned for luck, an economy that challenges your dreams, other people's agendas, a financial upset, a career change, or a business failure. It is vital that you develop a strategy for anticipating the unexpected. It is critical that you learn to let go and put closure on a failed plan, goal that you are no longer passionate about, a relationship that is over, or any other life experience that you can do little about other than whine, moan, blame, point your finger, or carry around for years after it is over. What has recently happened in your life that you never expected? Who is in your life that you never saw coming? What goals or plans are you holding on to that you no longer are excited about? What positives or negatives have happened in your career or business that you didn't anticipate? If you knew then what you know now, would you have done anything differently? If you could know what is in your future, would you really want to know? Has any disappointment caused you to lose your passion or your purpose? There are dozens more questions I could ask you, but you will only benefit if you do some of the work. So why not answer the above questions and then develop some of your own? Keep your eye on the ball. Stay focused on your goals. Make plans, but be willing to accept the simple truth that you can't control every outcome, so you may as well just relax and enjoy the ride.